You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shop all things Jerry Johnson at TheRealJerry.com.
Jerry's World is brought to you by Less is More Events. Get live.
Welcome to Jerry's World.
Welcome to Cherry's World. Today, we have an exciting show ahead of us. We will be talking about dating, marriage, and relationships. So, we got a lady in the house today, and she is the author of Kingdom Wife Manual. A manual for wives, huh? Stay tuned so you can meet Miss Megan Kearney and see what her book series is all about.
This is Cherry's World.
Hey, if you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherry'sworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Thank you.
Cordy and I are very excited to have you here today. Said we'll talk about some marriage, relationships, dating.
Yes.
And yes. Author.
Yes.
Tell us about your book.
Okay, so I have a series called A Kingdom Wife Manual, and it's like a 6-part series. It really started when I know God told me, like, hey, that's your husband over there. And, you know, yeah. And so, but the guy was like treating my wife. He was like, he kept ignoring me. I kept seeking more of God. Like, oh, he pretty much was like, hey, I'm not going to release this person to you until you get yourself together. For me personally, something about me is as a doctor, I was more career driven rather than, and I didn't want to get married actually. So that's the really thing. I was just kind of like, a husband, like even to hear God's voice, you would think, oh, I'm excited. I'm like, oh, can you talk to me about something else? Like moving my career forward in the direction.
I am utterly intrigued by God told you this is your husband now. When God said, this man is your husband, is he what you had been physically dating before him?
Never. Never. I would have never even looked his way, honestly, if I didn't feel, you know, say, hey, God, you said what? And have to get so many confirmations and keep praying. Because at first I'm like, maybe I'm hearing from the devil. I don't know. Maybe I'm hearing from something else. I don't think this is the kind of person I want to be with. Like, Lord, but
he is your polar opposite. So before you go into your husband, can you describe to us what you were dating prior to him?
Can I guess?
Go ahead, go ahead.
You were dating thugs. That's what you was dating.
No, that's not me.
He's a doctor.
So? I know a lot of doctors that like them thugs.
I know some too, trust me. No, they.
And nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. I'm with you. I was more, if I was going to date, it was going to be more of a, maybe another doctor, honestly. That was my frame of mind, because I guess I was tired of dating non-doctor guys. I felt like maybe I needed to change it up or something, because most of my life I felt like, okay, you know, I'm just looking, you know, just for a guy. At first it was just to have fun with, you know, but still not a thug, but just, but then I was like, well, maybe I need a doctor or maybe even a lawyer, somebody. I guess because I was so into my career, I always felt like God first, my career second. Any dude, I don't care if you're my husband, you're always going to be third to this career. And so that was just my thinking. And I'll tell you something else. The reason why I kind of really was, the more older I got, I was like, I'm not ever getting married, is because I just felt like, not just the trash personality guys I would meet would also turn me off, but I had a really bad past that I was bringing into my life. Like, far as my dad, he sexually molested me, my father. And so growing up with that, and then having a mom who didn't protect you, not saying she's like airy or airhead or anything, but she just didn't, she was always like, anything he did, it was like, if he said, no, I didn't do it, she just, okay, you didn't do it. You know, it was like, I'm like, really? You don't see, you
That's
know?
Your biological, that was your biological father?
Mm-hmm, yep.
I'm a father of a daughter. And I just can't, if you don't mind going into detail, mm-hmm. like, how does a
I'm
dad,
telling you. Yeah, yeah.
you brought into this world?
That's kind of makes you like, I can't describe the distrust you have for men after that happens to you. Like, really? The distrust was more like, even seeing him cheat on him with my mom, I mean, cheat on my mom with grown women, that already like makes you feel like already distrust. But it's like, once you meet a guy who's not a cheater, then you say, okay, I guess not all guys are cheaters, but then, but it's like a really deep-rooted distrust when your dad does that, you know? It's like another level of distrust. And that's kind of what I had. Even after this series that I'm going to bring out for the Kingdom Marriage, you know, Kingdom Wife Manual, is my other book is going to be called My Dad Did It, you know, Will He Do It Too? So... Wow. And it's pretty much just even God bringing me through this time. I'm glad he let the guy ignore me until now so I can continue to heal. And finally get the trust and actually get the unction to want to get married. Like, I guess like he was dangling him in my face, like, and making him, I guess, make
me ask as a doctor, right? Yes. A lot of young women are sexually molested and yes. raped by people that they know, people that they love, people that are placed into their life to actually protect them.
Yes.
You're a doctor.
Yeah.
It took you time to heal. So did you go to therapy or is it self-healing?
Oh, no. You can't self-heal this. Trust me. It's, I mean, even after I had to go through different therapy, or I guess, and even spiritual counseling, and it took like 5 years, and even then it's still not five years, and I still couldn't, even after forgiving my dad, I have a relationship with my dad. I mean, I talk to him several times a week. He even sometimes is like, why would you? Yeah. He's even like, even trying to get through the healing of having a relationship with
that's him. Some other type of like, I don't even know how you do that.
Look, it took that long to at least okay. Took at least a couple years for me to finally really forgive him, like to the point where I can look at him or even hear his voice, talk to him on the phone and say, I don't have to look at him like you're a molester. Like, that's when you know you really forgiven somebody, that you don't look at them for what they did. And so
I don't even know your dad.
I know.
I ain't never gonna forgive you.
I know.
Do you have children?
I have nothing but the Lord.
I was just asking.
If you had
children, would you let your child around him?
No, I Nah, that's wisdom.
As a woman, that makes me feel better. I just didn't
No.
Okay, so are you married?
No. So let me tell you. So the guy still hasn't been. No, I'm still not married. I'm still like, I just finished a series. I've released part one and two of the series, and no, I'm still not married. The guy is. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe God is going to use someone else. Maybe God just told me this is your husband to get me, to run after him, to get more healing to the point where I won't look at any guy, no matter how great he is in my mind, have that in the back of my mind, like, will he touch our kids, Like, will he? I always had that in my mind, like, and I feel like, definitely that was holding me back for sure.
Kind of doctor are you?
I'm a doctor that's right now in family medicine, urgent care. I own two clinics right now, walk-in in Illinois.
Let me ask you a question. I saw your original email. What made you want to talk to Cherry Johnson about your
situation? I really, enjoyed when she spoke about spoke to Anthony O'Neill in regards to paying for dates. Like, I just felt like, I was like, man, Terry has it down, she just,
So I'm just paying the manual.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like, man, she just, you have the right heart. You're like, you need to find someone, that's not, you told him like the right advice. I felt like,
Can I say something though?
Yeah.
I disagree with you, and I think I told Cherry when we interviewed Anthony on our show,
uh-huh.
I disagree with that totally. Like, I don't think a woman should be paying for a man for nothing. Because if you want a man to appreciate you, you got to play hard to get. Because anytime you give a man a chance to take advantage, it's in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take advantage of any situation just because we can. Until we find out, like, the moment you start paying for shit, you're going to be paying for shit forever. Because that's how men are. Take advantage of stuff. If you want to keep a man in check, and I hate to sound like Steve Harvey because I'm really not that type of guy.
Yeah.
If you really want to keep a man in check, you got to be strict.
I hear you.
I can admit some definitely did take advantage of the situation. But for me, the way I feel, if a couple $60 meals or $100 meals,
that's what I'm saying.
Got rid of you early, I'm okay with that.
Yes, I'm with you. I guess for me, it was like, I want a guy he's the provider. I want him to pay for stuff, but at the same time, I'm on the side with Cherry in regards to the fact that, does he have to pay every single time? Like, I guess for me, it's kind of like, I'm the kind of person that, I want to surprise him with concert tickets to his favorite artist, like, I want to, occasionally, if it's a special occasion, I want to, do something nice for him or whatnot. If he's been waiting on these J's that he's trying to buy, I want to surprise him with these Jordans or whatever. But am I tricking out my money? They have to work for it for sure. But I'm saying this, I guess, like... For me, I'm not I mean, they're already working towards something because I'm no sex till marriage anyway. So what else, you know?
How does that work for you?
I mean, hey, I guess, you know, it's not, guess it's not working too well. I'm still single.
I'm going to ask what Courtney is, will not ask because he's a complete gentleman, but I am not.
That's
so
fine.
Are you trying to tell us you're a virgin?
No, I'm not a virgin. But okay. I feel like I turned my life over to the Lord enough that I said, hey, I'm just going to wait. And
took a vow of celibacy.
Yeah, till marriage, you know? So, but I'm saying the guy's been that, I don't want to say trash, but their personalities have not been that great that I haven't been really tempted either.
Oh, I completely understand.
I haven't been tempted.
They talk themselves out the draws before they talk.
Yeah, they do.
All the time. So let's get to the manual. Is it like a do's and don'ts? Is it?
Yeah. So it's just different. I guess, like, you know, I feel like God calls always the least qualified person because to me, when I thought of marriage, I just felt like, I got to find someone to tolerate, I guess, you know, and who can, you know, that's pretty much, I didn't feel like I had to do anything else except maybe give him sex when I felt like it, and I wasn't going to, you know, do anything else.
That sounds sad.
Well, luckily, I have a high sex drive that it would be beneficial in that area, but I felt like, I know, I didn't really feel like getting married would even benefit me any much. So I didn't feel like I needed to prepare in any way. So God even just had to tell me different things. Like, you know, I guess like I can be a hard person. I'm a nice person, but when it comes to guys, like just maybe I was a little rough, you know, around the edges due to my past. So
I'm a straight dude, so.
Yeah, so even like, I guess God was giving me tips on, hey, you know, this is, and you know, even when I look at the marriage manual, I'm like, I haven't met any guy to deserve any of this.
let me know what men don't deserve from anything but their wife, from anybody but their wife.
Right. One of the first things was in the first, part one or volume one was like, you know, lay with him in the morning so he gets up. Like, and all of these, listen, all of these are not like the Lord said that you don't have to do every single thing, but really have your mind prepared that just in case, I guess, you have that type of husband that wants to, like, we shouldn't be looking at him like, you want me to still lay here? I'm not tired. You know, like, I guess. And some of it sounds like, some of it I just felt like I needed time to even get my mind around because I'm just not this person. But I guess it was things like sexually please him before he leaves for work every day. I mean, you know, even, you know, I mean, they're not bad.
I've heard that before. That means, yeah, like, excuse my French, but you mean drain him completely, so when he goes out, he don't want to. That's good. I heard that theory before.
I've heard that.
Yeah. And also, when it came to also don't let him leave the house hungry, that kind of stuff like that.
Okay. So first of all, I'm sorry. You didn't all heard those theories. Do you believe those theories? I don't. I got eight brothers, and all my friends are men. You can drain him as much as you want to. If he want to go out and do something, I hate to bring the mistrust back, but let's just.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And it's true. I mean, it gets down not just physically, but even spiritually, like, you know, even lifting him up, not criticizing or trying to change who he is. That's all of these things. The reason why it even is significant for me, I guess, like, I am the one. I've been the woman that's trying to change you. Like, I'm trying to, you know, why are you doing this? Like, you know, go ahead and, I mean, I just feel like
I can understand that. One of my biggest faults, I think, is I used to date men with the potential of what they could become.
Yes.
Instead of dating them for who they were.
Right. Yeah. And
one thing I've learned about love is I think that you have to love somebody for who they are, even if they never change.
That's right. You marry who you know, you can't marry their potential. That's definitely, even reading my own book, I'm like, you know, I was dating potential, and if I was married them then, I would have had to accept what I married, not sit here and try to change it, or maybe wait for him to change, pray for him to change, try to groom him into something that he's never going to be. This is who he is. And so, I guess it's a look into, and it's a warning to women, don't rush getting married, and you better know who you marrying. And sometimes I guess independent women, we get into the mindset of, I don't need no man. Some of us do. I know I was. I was like, I don't need no man.
It was extra drama.
Yeah. I did that all by myself. You know?
Extra drama, extra debt.
Yes.
Like, if you're supposed to have a mate, I believe that your mate is supposed to make your life easier. The energy is supposed to be lighter. But when you start making stuff difficult.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even getting around the idea that, hey, if my man likes a certain perfume and I hate it, I should maybe make time to wear it. And I'm just like, Lord, you know, not necessarily change yourself for him, but if he likes you in a certain type of outfit and you don't really, still just buy one of them for him, you know, those are the kind of things, like, pretty much falling into the, you know,
you better, yeah,
the lights.
I'm not wearing nothing that I think is stink. The smell stinky. I'm not putting on nothing.
Yes.
I don't care. Courtney, what do you feel about that?
Yeah, Courtney, what's going on?
I mean, I'm different. You know, I've been married for a long time, so I'm that's all that stuff y'all talking about is the honeymoon stage. I'm past all that stuff, so I can't give a opinion on that either way.
But like, okay, so Courtney, I'm really sensitive to scents, right? Like the wrong scents.
Scents, no. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So the wrong like soap, or if I put on like scented lotion or something like that, after a while that give me headache. So I gotta go wash it off. If you said to your wife, hey, I really like the way this smells, she like, man, I can't handle it. Do you think that she should put it on every once in a while just because you like it?
Nah.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, I'm in a different phase. I'm in a different, you know, it's like what this COVID, phase one, phase two, reopening phase one. Right. I'm in a different phase. So, you know, all that kind of petty shit I don't think about that kind of stuff.
He said COVID.
I don't feel like we have to, if it's making us sick to our stomach, and you know, I think about that is learning how to compromise, or you know, try to keep in mind some of the things your spouse likes, even though you don't like them. Try to add in your you know, different things that they like, even though like, yeah, if they like golf and you're like, I hate it. It's okay to, you know, one day go over there and say, all right, fine, I'll come with you today to go do this golf thing.
And that's so sweet, because I'm like, I don't like golf, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But I will buy you these golf clubs, and that's your alone time. Go.
Exactly.
Get it in on the golf course.
Yes.
I'm going to stay right here.
Yep.
So tell us about this man. I want to, Courtney, don't you know who this man is? We want to know about this man. I know this man.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and talk about him. I mean, so I really, how it started is, you know, the Lord's not going to just tell you immediately. Like I'm saying, it was like a 2-year advance, like, hey, I'm breaking a husband. I'm just like, all right, whatever. I'm trying to get through my career and do my thing. I really don't want this. Like it was, I really did not want it. I loathed the fact about anything about marriage. So that was what was significant for me. But So pretty much finally, like, I felt I got to the year. It was 2018, okay? And God was like, you're going to meet him this year. And I was like, okay. You know, I still didn't do anything. I was like, all right, whatever. I got it. It's 2020, by the way.
I'm just wondering why he don't have straight conversations with me like that. That's all I'm
You know what? Even for me, I had to, just to hear from God, I had to really honestly just have like a whole bunch of quiet time. I had to stop listening to radio. I had to stop watching TV. I had to really try to pray more. I was like, I don't know what to do.
Like, okay, just, so identify this man. You ain't got to say his name. What do he look like? What do he do?
I mean, he's, you know, he's cute. He's, you know, but.
He's got to be cute because you've been blushing since you got on talking about him. So he's cute. What does he do for a living?
He's a freelance, like, cameraman. So one day he's like maybe at NBC. Another day he's, you know, the videographer for a Chicago Bulls game or something. Or, you know, so every day is kind of different, you know, whatever he gets. You know.
My brother's a cameraman. They make good money. So we got,
yes,
okay, a cameraman in the house. Is he a brother? Is he white? Is he Latino?
He's the brother.
So we
yeah,
got,
I
uh-huh. How old is he?
He's 32. So
he's a baby. Are you a baby too?
I'm a baby too, you know.
Goodness, I won't ask a woman's age, but 32 is a baby. So he's a brother. He's a, how tall is he?
He's not that tall. That's what I know. he's a couple inches taller than me, and I'm not all that tall.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5". So.
You're 5'5". Hey, we're around the same size. I'm a little bit bigger. Brother man might be around 5'7".
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 5'6.5". Maybe.
Does he have children?
No, he doesn't have any children either.
So you guys do talk?
Mm-mm. No, I wash my hands. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I can't get caught up in if you don't want to pick me. You know, the thing is that even if God tell you someone's your husband, I think one thing women need to understand is they have free will. They can choose, you know, they can choose not to choose you, and God will have to send someone else. So no,
I admit sometimes it takes time. I don't know if you're a boy, but it takes time. We done dated a lot of other people. We just keep coming back.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I don't know if
I just quit.
Yeah. So for me, I haven't been dating for a while. So I just been doing what I've been trying to keep my eyes focused on what I need to focus on. So it's not like I'm adding any other weight to the situation or any getting caught up in any other distractions. So I'm being patient. Whoever God sends, if he's going to still use this guy, cool. If he doesn't, fine. You know, just.
Well, maybe you're manifesting him. I'm big on manifestation. I talk about it all the time. You got to visualize it and see yourself with it before you can have it.
You're right. You know, hey, I wrote it down on paper, maybe.
I honestly, I don't know this brother.
Uh-huh.
But I can't believe that brother man knows that there is a fine doctor who won him.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's what I'm...
I don't think he came out and said, hey, why don't you ask him on a date?
Look, all right, let me get into a little bit in more detail. Okay, so let me break it down. So how did I meet him? God told me, hey, start going on these medical mission trips, you know, like he been told me and he kept telling me, no, not this organization. No. He told me no from 2014. And then to 2018, he finally said, hey, this is the organization I want you to go with. So I go with this organization twice in 1 year. Like most docs just go once every 2 years or something. I went twice in 1 year. And so I went that, you know, first time. Okay. Then
where'd you go?
We went to actually Cameroon and Chad. So it was, you know, yeah. So it was It was great. So the second time it was Ivory Coast. So that was just a few months later, like maybe 3 months later, we go again and he's on the trip as the videographer. And so I didn't think anything of it. I kept forgetting his name because he didn't really matter in my heart. It's like, I was just like, oh, that's the photographer. Like, that was just kind of something that I never even looked at him as anything else other than that's the videographer. Can he make me look, you know, does he have a filter on his camera that he can, you know? But outside of that, we're on the trip the whole time. I'm looking at some of the African doctors that's coming over and helping us. I'm not really looking at him because, you know, that was just my mind. And then it pretty much got down to this Ivory Coast doctor who came to help out, help us out, because we had a big turnout in this one of the rural towns we were in. I mean, the Ivory Coast doc was all on me. He's the tall, you know, chocolate nice brother. He was all next to me. Like, I mean, we almost leg to leg. His chair that close to mine. I was like, oh, I was like, you have to give me some space here. And so he's really acting like, you know, he's trying to have some kind of, you know, like 90-day fiance type of situation, you know? And I'm just like, okay, you know, I mean, you know, maybe this is the doc, you know, maybe this is the person God says that is he's bringing to me. But then he's like, hey, I want your number after. I'm gonna fly you back out here. I was like, yes, you know. And then he's talking about other business endeavors he has. And, you know, I'm someone in business as well. So I'm like, yeah, let's, you know, then, at the end of the trip, as I'm trying to give my number, I was like, all right, fine, I'll see what's up with it. I heard God. I didn't feel like I heard God. I heard God. He was like, don't give your number to him and don't let the videographer guy, God told me his name, you know, he was like, he used his name, but he's like, don't let this videographer see you do it either. Like, don't let him see you talking to him right now as you're leaving. And I was like, why? What does he have to do with anything? And that's when God was like, that's your husband. And I'm like, dang, we getting ready to go to the airport to get back to the United States. And you tell me this, I've been on a trip with this guy the whole time. And even he was joking around about me and the doctor, you know, having something going on, because the doctor really made it clear to everybody, the African doctor, that like he was trying to wipe me up or something. Like, he was just, so I'm thinking, like,
God, singles got crossed. See, that's how I know. How do we find the African doctor again?
Yo, look what happened. But this is what happened though. The African doctor, he ended up adding me on Facebook. I was like, Lord, is that all right? The Lord's like, yeah. Okay. So he's a friend on Facebook when I get back home. But then he ends up getting engaged, like probably a couple months later or whatever. So
that would be me. Ask him, what about the African doctor? I always pick wrong. Don't ever go with me.
Yo, I always pick wrong. And so now this guy, he just so we end up on a second trip in 2019. Okay, that was 2018, October 2019. So from 2018, October till now, pretty much the Lord's just telling me to do all this stuff and he's just kind of like ignoring me. So he didn't ignore me at first because God was like, just keep in contact with him. So at first, you know, we talking back and forth. He even comes and visit me and we're even, you know, I'm trying to keep that. That's the only time I felt like, okay, let me keep it together. You know, I'm trying to keep, you know, I'm waiting until I'm married. So let me just try to hold it together here. So he ended up, we hung out. I thought everything was cool. And so I'm like, okay, maybe this is going in the right direction. And he pretty much texted me the next day, like, hey, you know what? I think this is moving too fast. Oh. And I just want to be your friend. And I was just like, okay. And the Lord's like, but see, the Lord already tipped me off before he said, I was like, all right, this one, the Lord already told me he was going to say that. So I was just like, all right, whatever. So the Lord was like, tell him, okay, that's fine. So just go with it. So I was like, you know, that's fine. He's going to wake up one day, you know. So I just continued. So that was early on. And so the Lord is like, hey, send him a prayer here, scripture here, just keep on. But it wasn't running after him. It was more like God was trying to deal with me so that I already had kind of like, if somebody didn't answer me, I felt like I already had like abandonment issues from my mom and dad in that way. So it kind of just rolled off of me if he didn't answer by the time the Lord dealt with me in that way. But so no, eventually it turned into him just saying, hey, he told me again, like several months later, look, I don't want you to get anything twisted. I'm pretty much not interested. You're just my friend. And I was just like, okay, whatever. So,
but that's nice. That's a sign of love.
Is it a sign of love that I'm getting ignored the whole time? And the only time he ever communicated with me was, hey, I don't want you.
A sign of love to be honest and tell the truth, and men who protect you sometimes even against themselves.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
If he ain't right, he ain't ready. He letting you know instead of misleading you and doing wrong by you.
You true that. So, but in the meantime, he's
running. Am I wrong?
You're right. So in the meantime, I guess I'm feeling some kind of way at that time because he's running after every Instagram thought. Not every.
He ain't right. He ain't ready.
He wasn't ready. You're right.
He ain't ready.
So I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, is it me? Like, and so I'm like, it made me even more. I'm like, look, I don't know how long I was praying. I'm like, Lord, okay, what am I doing wrong? This person still.
You ain't doing nothing wrong. He ain't ready.
You know, I'm gonna tell y'all this. I'll just go ahead and say it, but this is in another book. So let's fast forward 2020. I get an opportunity to go to the All-Star game. You know, it's in Chicago, it's here, you know. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just gonna live my life because God already told me, all right, now you're done with everything. Stop contacting him, you know, tell him, you know, write a letter to him, say, hey, when you realize I'm your wife, whatever, you know, just holler back. Otherwise, you know, I wish you the best. And so, but I knew he was going to be there, but I was doing my thing, you know, I'm with my friends and also do I get seated? I didn't know I got seated in an area where the camera people are like, it was just fate. I don't know. So just the fact that he's there looking at me, but not saying a word. Like he's you know.
Did he wave?
He didn't wave at me. He's thinking I don't, I'm like, I see you, you know, you don't see me. You know,
Courtney, you the man, you being real quiet.
I know, you jump on in.
No, you said he worked for NBC and he had a camera.
Well, yeah. So he's freelance. So I said one day he might be at NBC. Another day he's at a sporting event. He's, you know, at Chicago Bulls, or another day he might be, you know, at one of the concerts or something. Like he's freelance for different stations and different, you know, sporting teams and just.
It ain't him, is it?
No, it's not him.
Oh, no. I'm about to say, that nigga married. Wait. I remind me to take that out. He worked for NBC too. He do the same shit.
Some days he's at Judge Mathis. He's everywhere.
You sure it ain't him?
No, they all run together though. I'm sure. I promise you, if he watches this, he's probably gonna know You know, he probably knows them. I promise you. Yeah. It's a small group of them.
I love Courtney. Courtney's like, look, let's
if you would have put him on the screen, I would have been like, oh my gosh.
That's why every girl needs a Courtney on her side.
Yes.
Courtney's like, let's cut the crap.
I don't know about that.
He's like, let's cut the crap. Let's call brother man out. Is this him?
I gotta take that out just in case. I gotta take that out.
For me, that's Antoine. Antoine's like, my sister ain't even gonna go for that game, bro.
I'm telling you.
I done already taught her way better than that.
So
we got this man. We got this manual.
Yes.
Is this manual for women who are already married? Maybe they need help with them.
Yes.
Women
yep.
who have not been married yet?
It's for women that are married already, as well as women who you need to see what you get into. You need to see what kind of things that you might be doing. I mean, for me, I guess like a lot of women that are, I know a lot of them, they're crying every Friday night. They're not out with their husband, or they don't have a husband. They're super extra about getting married. And I'm like, even writing the manual, I'm like, I mean, I'm not super extra to hurry up and do it. I mean, I'm like, it is a lot for me. I'm like, you know, I'm used to thinking about myself and my career rather than some people. They're, I guess, like what God was showing me is that a lot of us women, because we're so career driven, we're not willing to do the order where God first, your husband is second, that career is third. And I didn't want to even wrap my mind around the concept. I even argued with God. I was like, well, you know, can I just, how can I give up my career? And he said, I didn't have to give it up, but I have to keep in mind that even if I become the president of the United States, I still need to take care of my husband still. Like, I can't forget about him. Like, I would normally in my mind think that he should understand my career comes first. Like, this is kind of what he was showing me. So a lot of career-driven women, I think they need to at least understand.
See, I'm not good at this because I have a cousin. She used to ask me. She actually stopped asking me, you know, because she used to try to find men and stuff like that. And she was a good, wholesome woman like you, you know, talked about what God told her and stuff. And my advice, this was 10 years ago, I told her, said, well, use the devil to reel them in and then introduce them to God. She didn't really like that advice. But I mean, just, I'm a man. That's what you got to.
I'm with you. He's the devil.
I guess just to get him, just to reel him in, just to reel him in, and then introduce him to God.
My question to you is, what does it mean to use the devil to reel them in? What does it mean to you?
Cherry, what does it mean to you?
Cherry, what does it mean to you? All right.
Wait, hold on. Do that again, Cherry, for the people that might miss.
So I was just wondering, you know, you want to go to dinner with me maybe Friday night? That's the devil willing him in, right?
Got you.
When you wake up Sunday, would he take his ass to church? That's what we're
pretty much.
I'm with you.
And I'm gonna tell you something else. And
I agree with you.
Somebody before and they didn't agree. Mm-hmm. But I'll just tell you, I got a lot of friends who've been single since we was 14.
Yeah.
Like, they never been in a relationship. They always had girls, but they never been in a relationship. Yeah. And they never gonna be in a relationship. And and the same women are always like, I'm looking for him. I'm gonna tell you something. If you want to get married, you probably got to take a married man from his wife.
No.
Let me tell you the reason why. Because married people, the people that want to get married are people that's married. You can't be I'm giving you guys conversation that us men have had. Now you might not want to hear it. I'm telling you what us men talked about. All my friends who are single, these are just my friends. Now I don't hang with the best group of guys, but you know, these are my friends. All right. The ones that are married, you know, they get out of relationship, they get married again. Get out of relationship, get married again. I got a friend who's been married 3 or 4 times.
No.
And I'm only 40. You know what I'm saying? He's been married 3 or 4 times already.
But
he wants to be married.
But you don't take no woman's husband because he gonna cheat. The same way you get into a relationship is the same way you get out of it.
Not necessarily, because look.
Yeah.
The way I look at it is like this: there's more women in the world than there is men. And if you're interested in being with a man, and it's only you already outnumber men, then you got a portion of the men that's gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Then you got another portion that's in jail. You know, I mean, your selection is not that many. So if you want to be married, you probably got to get with a man that wants to be married. And most of those men that want to be married are typically already married.
No, there are plenty in their mid-40s who want to be married, who either has been divorced or have never been married. I know men who are 50 who still have never had children because they feel like that they've never met the person. They're out there.
I think it's honest for Courtney because that's who he hangs out with. Like, that's the kind of guy. So I think maybe you should expand your horizon.
Let me tell you something. I've hung out. I don't hang out with nobody no more. But I've hung out with Christians. I've hung out with Muslims. I've hung out with dope dealers. I've hung out with dope heads. I've hung out with the from the bottom to the top. And they all look the same.
I'm just telling you like it is.
They all the same.
My brother Mark did tell me, he said, baby, all men are dogs. And I was like, really? He said, you know, I always don't act like I live in a doghouse. And I don't want to live in the doghouse. So I don't act on instinct because I'm smart.
Right.
He said, but even me, baby, all men are dogs.
You know, look, I...
And he's a good one.
There's some good home-trained dogs, though. There's some good home-trained.
I was going to say, he doesn't cheat. He's not disrespectful. He is a really good guy. And he has a wife that they've been married for, I don't even know, like, forever.
Right. I'm with you. I would say this. Yes, I'm with you, Courtney, in that sense. And I know what you're saying as far as using the devil to will them in or whatnot. Yeah, I know. Look, I'm saying God has told me, hey, change your wardrobe. You know, right now I'm looking like grandmother 5.0, you know.
There's a lot of married men right now
that
are not happy, but they just want to be married. You could take that man.
No, you don't want that man.
No, no. Courtney, no. This is not.
Megan, I'm the instigator, okay?
Yes, okay, go ahead.
You've been celibate for 6 years.
I've been celibate since 2011. That's the last time.
Okay, 2011.
Should I even be
2011?
Are you willing to let Cherry's World Podcast send you out on a date? Courtney, it won't be any of his friends.
Thank you, Lord.
It won't be anyone that's married.
Who are you missing out?
But I would love to find a nice man who deserves to go on a date with a young, beautiful doctor and have you come back on the show and maybe meet him. And if you agree, we'll send you on a nice date.
I'm with it.
Really?
I mean, hey, that's fine. I don't.
You heard it here. Courtney, you got a task.
So tell everybody, like, why they should be interested in you. Like, look into that to that screen and tell them.
I mean, I don't think I have to. They already know. I'm just kidding.
for the ones that don't know.
I mean, I'm the whole package. I mean, I'm a good girl. But, you know, when I get married, I am a freak in the sheets. You know, no, I'm just kidding.
I see that. That's good. That's good to hear, though. That's some good stuff. Like, men like to hear that.
No.
You should talk more about that.
They say the church comes usually off. Hey.
Honestly. You know what? That my second one is about intimacy with your husband. So it's telling you all the, you know, how to be a freak for your husband. You know what I mean? So that's the third two, actually. So go ahead.
What are you looking for? What do you need him to be?
You know, at this point, I don't even look. At this point, I'm just, you know, saying, hey, I'm just being open to whatever, and I'm not going to limit God and say, hey, I want a doctor. I want to go back to my closed-mindedness, saying, hey, I want a doctor. I want this guy or that.
But physically, what are you attracted to?
I mean, I like a tall guy, but, you know, apparently I've gotten attracted to a shorter guy too, you know? I really don't like a short guy, but I'm just not gonna even, I'm short, so I can't really talk trash about short people.
No, you should have what you want.
Yeah, you should have what you want. I like them tall, dark, and handsome.
Okay. No, you know what? I'm pretty versatile. I mean, if he's fine, he's fine. He's fine if he's this kind of guy or looks, you know, there's some really fine chocolate guys. There's fine, just brown skin guys. There's some fine, you know, guys.
But she's open.
I'm open because it's hard in these dating streets. It's rough. So I'm not going to, I think the main thing is, even if he's fine, if he's not right on the inside, if he's just not a good guy, if he's selfish guy, if he's, you know,
How old are you? What's your age range? I got somebody. He in his 70s.
I already know. Unk?
No,
you are not going to grow up with Unk.
I'm not for anybody old, okay?
Girl, don't worry. I got your back.
All right, well, look, you got to promise me this. If it don't work out the way with Cherry's people, you got to try some of my people.
No, you and I are going to choose them together, Courtney.
So I put it like this. I'm going to tell you one thing that really, I'm super frugal with my finances. So I guess like, there's a guy that really had a couple of them. You go on a date. I'm not even through the app. They haven't even brought the appetizer out. And they're like, oh, you're going to make this much. You know, like, I'm not even all the way in my career all the way. Like, you know, I'm, like you said, I'm baby. I'm new to my field. Like, I haven't even reached my potential as a doctor. And they're like, well, one day you're going to make this much or this. So, and they're already planning my finances out, my money. Like, well, see, I like these kind of expensive suits. And I'm like, what? You know, I like this kind of car.
You done said, I'm just telling you from a guy's stand, you done said something for them to even bring that up to
you. No, it's just called groupies. Because
what I said was, like, even I'll hide. I won't even say that I'm a doctor. I'll just be like, oh, I'm in the medical field. You know, like, they'll try to pry it out of you.
Courtney, that's men.
Then they're like, oh, and then the conversation starts, and I'm like,
I've told somebody this. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you done went through in the past, whatever you do, do not tell the next man what you done went through in the past, because that man is gonna look at it like, oh, okay, that's what she used to. She can handle that, and they gonna give you the same shit.
I agree.
I'm with you. Yes.
That is some good old advice. So tell us about this book. Where is it available? Where can we get it? Do you have
What's the name of it?
Kingdom Wife Manual.
Kingdom Wife Manual. Do you have it there?
I don't have it here. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I see you looking down. So I'm like, if you have it, hold it up.
I had some notes about, you know, what I wanted to say, but no.
Did you keep it out?
Huh?
Did we let you get out what you wanted to say?
Yeah, I got out. Yeah.
Well, you got 5 minutes. Give us a quick promo why we should buy it, why people should buy it.
Everyone should buy it because, one, I guess if you're wanting to get married, you should be prepared. Secondly, if you're going through a marriage, which I think many people have a lot of problems in their marriages, so it shouldn't hurt to find a resource to help maybe give you some advice to increase, you know, the love or happiness or joy back in the marriage if it was there before. So I guess one thing I would say is this, that a lot of people get caught up in, like you said, you're way past this. I guess the point of the book is don't get so comfortable. Like, don't get to the point where you're so complacent and I'm past this. Like, I guess it's some aspects that you should keep some of the honeymoon, you know, stuff in there, leaving your spouse love notes and, you know, still being, you know, giddy about them in a way that, don't put them like, oh, okay, this is the same person I'm seeing every day for the rest of my life. Like, you know, so.
That's real talk. That's real talk.
Yeah. So that's the main thing.
She's saying I need to go play golf.
Yes. Go play golf.
Smoke some cigars and play golf.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
So yeah, I'm open to whatever. So hey,
thank you so much, Megan, for joining. Yes. So I look forward to having you back.
Yes, I'm looking forward.
We're gonna find you somebody.
Open to whatever. All right, you know, bet I'm ready.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Brought to you by Less Is More Events. Get lime.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson. TheRealCherry.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.